none of us are actually cyclists. So none of us trained for the journey. And we'd sort of been told this. Oh, look, it's certainly not a myth, but there's this argument that if you get on a bike and ride for long enough, you become what's called bike fit. But it took about 2.5 weeks for that to actually kick in a 3.5 week trip. So we are struggling from the beginning. None of us have really trained on any level. As you hear in the clip there, I've done 20 kilometres maximum one day once in Melbourne somewhere on a bike that had nothing loaded on top of it. So all of a sudden it is a baptism of fire for these five pretty arrogant, naive cyclists just jumping on bikes in the middle of American summer, suggesting that they can get to the other side of the country in 30 days. So that's one of the challenges, and obviously the financial side of things as well. But what that really does do in the film is open up these conversations and relationships and friendships with strangers in the American South, which are actually some of the reddest states in America, and I think quite misunderstood at this stage in the sort of worldview of America right now. So you get to sort of meet a lot of people through these small towns and communities as you travel through with us. And so we sort of become the conduit of a great exploration of America right now.
Mm. And what was your sense of the people that you met? There looked like a lot of love between you and the people that you met. There was a lot of, there was a sense of familiarity and a welcomeness.
Yeah, I mean, it's Southern hospitality is obviously a known thing to a certain extent, and for those that have travelled through America and in those particular parts of America, they can probably attest to that as well. But these people are just remarkably generous from the outset and welcome us in. I mean, not to give too much away from the story, but there's a trip-threatening moment on day seven, and if it wasn't for the warmth and welcoming nature of some of these people that we meet in these small towns, the trip would just, it just wouldn't have kept moving. So that happens time and time again throughout, and I think it's sort of testament to maybe not playing into stereotypes to a certain extent, and sort of going on a trip like this really opens the door to meeting individuals in communities and towns that are, I think, misunderstood at the moment, and that's a really important thing. And we've been lucky enough to screen this film now, I think 300 times in America on different screens around America theatrically. Yeah. And it's having a really strong and important impact right now on people sort of on the coast, or people from slightly different political views. They can watch a film like this and sort of feel a little bit closer to their fellow human, perhaps than what they thought the commonalities and similarities that exist. A little more evident than what you might think.
And was that your aim? I mean, as a filmmaker, you're starting out in this, in, you know, like a 5-year project.
Yeah,
I mean, they're long things. Was that, and you've got to have a very clear aim, I guess, at the beginning of what you want to do with it. Was that what you wanted to do in to distill it and just bring people together to see one another as kind of the same?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great question. I think that what we set out to achieve was just a very honest depiction of whatever happened to us on this trip. And as you may have gleaned from this trailer and just our conversation, like, none of this is planned. So we've got 30 days to get from A to B, and we've got $420. But who we meet, where we sleep, what happens to us along that journey, not a single element of that storyline, for want of a better word, is preordained. So what you end up with is, what we took back at least was 160 hours of footage of this 30-day trip. And we're like, okay, what is that? And then you get in the edit room with it, and themes and conversations start to emerge. And what we then realise is that arguably a larger look at humanity in relation to this book as sort of as the seed of the idea, but it becomes a lot bigger than that to a certain extent. But as a filmmaker, you're always sort of looking for the story, and it sort of presents itself if you spend a lot of time with it and find out what it wants to be. So that's what you'll see on the screen on Sunday night. Mm.
And would you do it again? Would you get on a bike and carry your equipment?
Well, Charlie and myself, who you'll meet in the film tomorrow night, we actually, in Donald Trump's first year of administration, 2017, we built a homemade raft and went down the Mississippi River for 90 days, looking at race relations in America through the lens of Huckleberry Finn. So you could say we have done it again, but this time not on bikes, just on a homemade raft for three times as long with half as much money. So that's called Floating the Tuck, and it should be out in 2020. But
oh, fantastic.
Maybe not the bike. Maybe we'll just keep changing the mode of transport.